That night, Forgets Nothing let the dog sleep in the lodge, secretly worried that the warrior would take him. But she never saw the man again. A day later, she helped her mother carry some dried meat to the south end of the encampment. The family had given away all of their belongings in honor of a beloved grandmother who had died. Now people were helping them with food and other necessities, such as clothing and robes. Wolf Eyes followed Forgets Nothing as if he had always belonged to her, and she found herself growing fond of him. He had an air of calmness and inner strength, and people looked at him and not at her crooked foot. The family in mourning had a young child, a girl of 8 winters. Her name was In a Hurry because she had been born early. In a Hurry could not keep her eyes away from the dog. Wolf Eyes, of course, was friendly to the girl who had just lost her grandmother. The girl's mother, Leaf, was curious about the dog. "He is the biggest dog I've ever seen," she said. "But he seems so gentle. Did you raise him?" "No," replied Forgets Nothing. "He belongs to an old woman. She left him in my care while she visits her family. She will return soon." "In a Hurry needs a friend," said Leaf. "She was very close to her grandmother. Now she is so lost. She has not smiled since we lost my mother, until today when she saw your dog." Forgets Nothing was dismayed, because she knew what Leaf would ask. "We will stay for a time," she offered, "and I will come again tomorrow so that In a Hurry can play with him." "My husband and I would be glad to give you what we can for the dog," said Leaf. "Perhaps one of our dogs. My daughter does not take to them at all." "If he was my dog, I would be happy to give him to your daughter. I know how it is to lose a grandmother. I was 14 winters old when mine died. But I told an old woman named Good Voice that I would care for him. Perhaps you can speak with her when she returns." Leaf was disappointed, but unlike the great warrior Long Walker, she was polite. "Perhaps we will come to visit at your lodge tomorrow so my daughter can play with him." And so they did, and visited for the afternoon. Wolf Eyes patiently accepted the friendly attention of the young girl, and she smiled and waved when it was time for her to go home. Forgets Nothing visited at their lodge the following day, but she noticed the wistful look in the girl's eyes when Wolf Eyes had to leave. And so it was that on one day, In a Hurry and Leaf would come to visit, and on the next, Forgets Nothing would take the dog to their lodge. Before long, the dog helped the little girl remember how to smile. Forgets Nothing began to worry that something had happened to the old woman, Good Voice, and because there was no way to know where she was, no inquiries could be made. There was nothing to do but continue waiting for her return. Meanwhile, she found herself growing more attached to the dog. Early the next morning, when she brought out the night coals from inside the fire pit, she found an old man sitting by the coal ashes of the outside fire pit. Forgets Nothing recognized him. He was Flying By, a very powerful medicine man. His long hair was laced with gray beneath his buffalo horn cap. His face seemed carved from stone, but his voice was low and gentle. "Granddaughter," he greeted, "I am glad to see you on this fine morning." "Grandfather," she replied, "I am about to make a fire and will soon have hot tea. Perhaps you will have some." "Thank you. Hot tea is always good." He laid a handful of twigs near the fire pit and waited as she blew on the coals and dropped dry grass on them. Soon little flames were dancing upward. Then she added the twigs. Forgets Nothing went on with her work as Corn Woman emerged, leading the dog. She recognized the medicine man sitting at her outside fire and was pleased. A visit from such a powerful medicine man can only mean good things. "I am always glad for fine mornings such as this," said Corn Woman. "And my daughter and I are honored to have you with us." "Thank you, sister," Flying By replied. "The older I become, the more mornings such as this seem precious." In a while, the tea was ready, and Forgets Nothing gave her guest a buffalo horn cup. The medicine man sipped quietly as the women prepared food. They knew he had not come to their lodge for no reason. They were eager to know, but waited patiently for him to speak of it. I'm here to ask something of you, he told them. This is a fine gathering. Many people are here, and I have done many sacred ceremonies. But there is one I must do some days from now, a ceremony that has not been done for 4 summers. I'm talking of the Thunder Dreamer ceremony. Forgets Nothing immediately glanced at the dog because she knew about that ceremony. A dog needed to be boiled for it. She said nothing. The Thunder Dreamers are very powerful men and important warriors among us. They have asked me to help them with their ceremony. I am here because a dog is a necessary part of what I must do. But the dog that is chosen to be boiled in the pot cannot be any old camp dog. That dog must have certain qualities. I have been watching your dog. He is what I need. He is quiet and strong, and seems to have a good spirit. As you know, a Thunder Dreamer reaches into the boiling water to pull out the head of the boiled dog. Then the other Thunder Dreamers eat the dog's flesh. The dog we kill and use must be a very good dog. If not, the ceremony will be weak and nothing good will be gained. So, I have come to ask you for your dog. The Thunder Dreamers need his strength for their ceremony. The gift of such a dog to them would mean good fortune to anyone who gives it. Forgets Nothing was afraid. Flying By was a very powerful man. Grandfather, she said, sighing, this is a very good dog. He is very strong and of good spirit. But he is not my dog. I told an old woman I would keep him for her. She is visiting relatives and told me she would return for him. If he were my dog, I would be very honored to give him as a gift to the Thunder Dreamers, but I cannot. Flying By quietly pondered her words, and his disappointment was plain to see. Yes, he said, I can see how it is. He finished his tea and accepted a horn ladle full of buffalo meat soup from Corn Woman. He said nothing as he ate. Forgets Nothing and her mother exchanged nervous looks and waited. That is the best soup I have tasted in a very long time, the medicine man said as he gave back the horn ladle. He rose to his feet and smiled. That is a very fine dog, and he is fortunate to have such a good friend. Thank you for your hospitality. The old man turned and walked away without a backward glance. In a Hurry came that afternoon to visit, and as she sat playing with a dog, a small figure emerged from the crowds and stopped. It was Good Voice. Forgets Nothing was never so glad to see anyone in her life. Grandmother, she said, it is very good to see you. I hope your journey was good. The old woman put down her bundle and sat. All journeys are good, she replied. We learn something from each one, good or bad. It is good to see you also, and to know that you have taken good care of my dog. She looked at the young girl next to the dog. And you are on a sad journey. I can see from the ashes on your cheeks that you are mourning. Yes, said Forgets Nothing, In a Hurry has lost her grandmother. Sorrow and compassion washed over the old woman's face. Grandmothers are the very best friends anyone can have. There is no way to replace them, she said, reaching into her bundle and pulling out a small ball of fur. It was a puppy. Sometimes we can try to find new friends. I found this one along the trail, but I am afraid she needs someone young to run and play with. I cannot do that. Can you help me? She asked in a hurry. She needs a friend like you. The girl's smile was as bright as a new rising sun as she took the puppy in her arms. How can we pay you? Leaf asked. Good Voice smiled at the girl. Never forget your grandmother, she advised. Payment is not needed. The smile on the girl's face would not go away as she and her mother departed with the puppy. Grandmother, said Forgets Nothing, that was a very kind thing for you to give a puppy to that little girl. It is fortunate that you found a puppy on your journey.